Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Winners and losers from night one of the NFL draft. John, we'll go back and forth. Let's do a round of winners first.
All right. So my first winner is Cleveland.
Oh.
And it's not just because they get a really good player, interior defensive line play of Mason Graham. Obviously, I love the kid. Michigan. But you pair him with what they have on the outside and Myles Garrett, now all of a sudden, hey, that's great. But they get a day two pick. They have the first pick in the second round. They have the fourth pick in the second round. They also got a first round pick next year.
Yeah,
Cleveland, the clear winner. And I was telling you this. I love the Rich Eisen quote, and it's about the pick for Mason Graham. And this is, quote, Rich Eisen. In all honesty, the most important trait anybody from Cleveland wants to have in a Brown is someone who knows how to win in the state of Ohio. He certainly knows how to win in the state of Ohio.
He had a cool draft hat, too, by the way. The Cleveland dog pound hat.
Yeah.
It's a nice hat. And it's a good pick for Cleveland.
Yeah.
And they pick up an extra first and capital along the way. Winner for me, the Ravens. Malachi Starks. That's a Baltimore Raven pick if I've ever seen one. Instinctive defensive player, safety. They can move him around their defense. There's just picks that when they happen, you go,
yep.
Of course.
So right before they picked, I asked the guys on Twitch, I said, okay, what's the most Ravens pick? And some snarky responses were, well, whoever the Lions want. But this was the same guy that everybody brought up. It is just a clear Ravens pick. Solid football player. No one's a guarantee, but you feel like the floor is so high that at least he's going to be a quality player for a long time.
We're going to alternate winners and losers, go around to losers. For me, the New York Football Giants. They started out so strong. Abdul Carter might be the best player in this draft. But then they went and screwed it up by trading into the first round to take Jackson Dart, who was underwhelming in every big game he played last season, specifically the Florida game. He played in a gimmicky RPO offense. You're going to dump him into New York with a coaching staff that may be fired? Are you drafting him for the next regime? I thought it was bad all around. You want to trade up to go get your quarterback? I respect it. But this quarterback, John, I don't see it with Jackson Dart, not even a little bit.
I don't see it, but I understand shooting your shot. So I'm going to defend them just a little bit because they did get who I think is the best player in this draft in regards to their edge position. But I also think that Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback this year. Jackson Dart needs time to be able to see the entire field, needs time to develop as a quarterback. I don't care who you are as a quarterback. I believe you shouldn't play your rookie season. Now, maybe he does by the end of the year, or injury may push him into action, but this is a pick for 26. Nobody thinks that this team in 25 is going to be a playoff team, or if they're even going to be a Super Bowl contender. But I think in 26, and it may be the next regime, I don't know. But I am going to defend this one a little bit. I'm not a big fan of Jackson Dart. That's not what I mean this to say.
Yeah,
but
that's my issue is the player.
But in today's business of the NFL, if he gets into training camp and throughout the course of the season, they're like, Jackson Dart, not going to be the guy. They can flip it like they like we've seen Arizona do and pick another quarterback next year.
Who's a loser for you?
A loser for me, if there's a winner in a trade, there's a loser in a trade. And to me, it's clearly Jacksonville. And it's, okay, they get Travis Hunter. That's a win. But is he going to be able to, the question will be, is he going to be able to master both sides? And you didn't give Trevor Lawrence, I don't believe, another reliable weapon. And if something happens to Travis Hunter, now you're down two players.
Give him a winner.
So the next winner I have is Kansas City. I think their pick of Josh Simmons, now I wasn't high on him early in the first round, but obviously they didn't pick early in the first round. We all know that they needed to find a way to protect Patrick Mahomes. If there's one thing that I think Josh Simmons does well, it's pass protect. One of the things I've talked about is I don't think he is a violent player. I don't think he's a great run blocker, but their focus is going to be on throwing the ball downfield, on protecting Patrick Mahomes. And this is, they finally did something to address protection for him.
Winner for me, Bryce Young. They go out and get him a big receiver. I know you love Tet McMillan. The Panthers picked him at 8. That's a clear-cut number one. Go up and get it. Put the ball in his general vicinity and help your young quarterback who showed some promise second half of last season.
I had him as a winner as well, so I'll take that one off of my board.
All right. Loser.
I'm back on loser?
Yeah, because we just did a winner.
So I think another loser is Ashton Jeanty. Now, being picked where he is, that's a win. Going to the Raiders, and that offensive line, that's a loss.
Yeah,
they're not run blockers. They're not proficient up front. I think he is going to struggle as a rookie. He's going to have some moments where he just makes guys miss, but he is going to be, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I had the Raiders as a loser for that reason. If you draft a running back and you don't have the line, you're going Saquon Barkley Giants edition. You want to have Saquon Barkley Eagles edition. The Raiders aren't in that position.
Now,
that's a tough pick.
In their defense, they pick 5th in the second round, and they can go out there and draft an offensive lineman. There's a couple on the board. We'll talk about things, what we want to see in rounds 2 or 3, but they do have a chance to address at least one of the O-line positions.
Let's just get out of the way. Loser, Shedeur Sanders. Look, all the narratives about you and cocky and ego, and then you're going to sit in a room custom built for you with the word legend written a million times. Buddy, he didn't go in the first round.
Well, the only thing, he couldn't wear his jersey because it's been retired.
So there's a lot of smoke, and I couldn't believe how offended Mel Kiper Jr. was on his behalf. Here's the reality with Shedeur Sanders. He throws a pretty ball, but to play quarterback, it's so much more than that. And if you're throwing your teammates under the bus, if you're taking sacks, if you've got a lousy attitude, if you're going to sit in a room that says legend everywhere, it's clear all 32 teams said not worth the headache. Maybe on day two, but certainly not a day one quarterback. Shedeur, the big loser.
Yeah. Back to winner.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Colston Loveland. Now, we don't want Chicago to be a winner, but huge winner for Colston Loveland because he's a tight end that can stretch the field. He's in an offense where Ben Johnson, where they're going to utilize the tight end. They're going to use him to stretch the field. He loves to throw the ball to a tight end. He's going to have the chance to grow with a very young quarterback in Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams needed a reliable target. And the win for him is we saw what he can do with a quarterback that could throw the ball downfield when JJ was the quarterback. And we saw the struggles that he had last year because Michigan didn't have a quarterback that could even get him the ball. He was their number one target. He was their number one receiver, but he was so underutilized. Now he's going to have a chance to show what he can really do.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. you're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm going to kind of throw a bunch into a winner here. All of the contenders that the Lions are fighting with, I thought had quality drafts. Jihad Campbell to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Washington beefs up their offensive line with a tackle. The Niners, I thought, made a really nice pick in the NFC here. They're going to be in the fight. Taking
Mikal Williams. He's a guy that we all talked about as possibly being a guy that if he fell to 28, we'd love to see the Lions get.
So I thought the contender class in the NFL all had really nice drafts at the end of the first round.
Yeah. Another loser for me is Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked that pick.
Okay. So what are they doing to help out Kyler Murray? I know they gave him Marvin Harrison last year. What are they doing to help out Marvin Harrison? This is a guy that needs a lot of weapons around him, especially if they want to continue to utilize his legs, make the threat downfield. I just don't see that they're doing enough to help him, to help Marvin Harrison Jr., to give them another weapon. I would have gone receiver for them.
Really?
Talked about it last week. And I think, they lost some players in free agency. They lost a defensive tackle. They replaced the defensive tackle.
Yeah.
So I get replacing that, but they're going to have to find a way to be more reliable offensively. And if they've made this huge investment in Kyler Murray, they've got to find a way to continue to get him more weapons.
I like James Pierce Jr. I'm intrigued by him, might be the better way to phrase it. But I didn't understand the Falcons giving up a first round pick in the future to move up and take a player with some questions. That felt like a loser move for the Falcons. I know we're tight against time. Will Johnson, another guy I wrote down for loser. I mean, didn't even get drafted. Now there's some medical questions.
Yeah, so it was, let's see, he didn't play half the season because of injury, and it sounded like that injury was what was going to keep him out of the combine. And then he didn't perform at Michigan's pro day, but he had his own pro day, and it was reportedly a hamstring. And now there's, Adam Schefter reported yesterday that was a knee issue. He was at one point thought about top 10, maybe even top 5, and now he's not even a first round pick.
Yeah, I would say loser. And then I just want to cram one more in here for a winner. Omarion Hampton. I'm not anti running back, fit matters. That's a run first offense. They got two big time tackles. Jim Harbaugh's team's going to run the ball. Hampton, a good landing spot with the Chargers. All right, that's winners and losers. Day one, it's 97.1.